The passage reading is Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message. In due time we will reap the third session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School, and GCN viewing audiences, and Manmin TV viewing audiences. During His ministry on earth, Jesus occasionally shed tears. Such a scene is recorded in John chapter 11. Jesus arrived in the town where Lazarus had lived 4 days after the death of Lazarus. Hearing that Jesus had arrived in the town, Lazarus' sister Mary hurriedly went out to meet him and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Seeing Mary and the people who came with her crying, Jesus also shed tears. Jesus is not only able to heal the sick, but He can also revive the dead. So seeing those people who are just crying due to lack of faith, He felt heartbroken. He shed tears also because He could sense the sorrow of Mary, who was crying at His feet. Jesus came to be among us and shared the joys and the sorrows with the people on this earth. When He saw those who were suffering from sicknesses and infirmities, He felt their pain and He tried to heal them. But He also came across those who couldn't be healed because they didn't have any faith or because they didn't have enough faith. However, this doesn't mean that He was irritated by them or that He gave up on them. He taught them with the Word of God and planted faith in them. Also, according to the measure of each one's faith, He healed them in different ways. For example, in some cases, He just commanded with words, but when He healed a man who was born blind, He spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and applied the clay to his eyes. He let the person feel His hands of healing to give him the assurance of healing. Sometimes He just commanded. He could have just commanded with the word, but He put His fingers into the ear so the person could hear by feeling His touch. And this love of Jesus is still shown in the same way through the Holy Spirit. God the Father does not turn away from those children who come before Him with various problems only because they don't have faith. God tries to allow for them to have faith by touching their hearts with the Holy Spirit, and He shows them many miracles. Now, what kind of person are you? Are you one of those who saddens the Lord because you have no faith or because you lack enough faith? Now, I hope you will all have faith and do what the Lord of love and the Holy Spirit tell you to do so you can receive the answer to all your problems. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have the measure of faith even to receive the answer simply by the word being commanded by the Lord. Your faith has to grow up day by day, but maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, the church members, they came with faith and they were healed just by touching the edge of my clothes, just by touching my car, just by shaking hands with me. But so many years have passed, and now they want to receive prayer all the time. Maybe your faith weakened, or is it because many of you are newcomers? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God the Father has promised us that He would give you answers to problems and blessings in this period of harvest. But there are some people who do not receive the answer, even though the gate of answers is wide open. I will cite several cases to explain the reasons, and I hope you will understand the principles in receiving a response and getting solutions. The first reason for not having received an answer is because you have not met a required amount of faith that is necessary for you to receive the answer. As I explained in the last session, Even though 90% is already filled up by the power of the shepherd, you cannot receive the answer if you do not fill up the other 10%. I explained, God sees whether you have true faith and love when He gives you the answer. Then what specifically do you have to do to show true faith and love? I believe you already know what you have to do since you heard many messages. For example, with the seven spirits, God measures the seven aspects. Whether you really are qualified to receive the answer. So God measures seven aspects, namely faith, joy, or prayer. Faith, joy, and prayer, and thanksgiving. Keeping the commandments, faithfulness, and love. Each person has a certain level to pass. So each one has to try hard to reach that level. Each person has different level. So the qualification is also different according to the level of each one's faith. But those who are in the spirit, above fourth level or above, fourth level of faith or above, they will naturally do everything in spirit so they can be qualified. But some people do not pray or work for God, even though they are able. Also, they get disheartened because of very small things. Even though they are disheartened for a moment, they should try to rejoice and change their ways of thinking. But they don't even try to do that. They have to keep the Lord's Day holy and give tithes and keep other commandments, but they just lead a life in faith as they see fit. If they still want to receive an answer from God in this way, it is like a student who does not study for exam, but is hoping for a good grade. They don't even study and they want to pass the exam, or they want to get good grades. Let's say that the teacher gave a poll of questions and tells them to learn the answers, but they won't even do that much. God is saying He will give us special answers and blessings, but the people will not prepare themselves to receive them. It can only mean that they don't believe the Word of God. I hope none of you will be in this category of those who are not showing any faith. I urge you to fill up whatever was not sufficient so that you can reach the required cutoff level. Brothers and sisters, the second case where you don't receive the answer to a problem is when you speak negative words. For example, so many believers are testifying that they received blessings, but you don't really have anything to say. Then you might say, oh, I didn't receive any answers. God didn't answer me. You might think that this kind of talk is insignificant, but the fact is that it is not true, and it can only be, it can be seriously significant. It's not just talking about the current situation, but you concluded that you didn't receive the answer. It proves that you didn't have spiritual faith. It is the law of the spiritual realm that things will be done according to the words on your lips. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Even death and life are in the power of the tongue. Whether you are healed or not, it depends on the power of your tongue. Success or failure also depends on your words of your tongue. If you say you didn't receive the answer, you won't receive the answer just as you have spoken. The words on a person's lips represent his faith. For example, Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So you have to believe in heart, not as knowledge or not in the brain, not just in the head. With this kind of faith, you don't circumcise your heart. But if you believe in heart, you will circumcise your heart, which means you will live by the Word of God. So you cast away the things, you will do the things according to God's Word. This way, you are. It results in righteousness, which means you are becoming sanctified. and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. To confess that Jesus Christ is our Savior is an act of confirming that we truly believe in Him. Oh, just saying, I believe in the Lord, I believe in heaven, that's not true faith. You first have to believe in the heart and then confess it with lips so you can be saved. But those who really believe in the heart, they will practice the word in actual deeds. And thus, to say that you didn't receive the answer means that you never had the assurance to receive the answer. In the early 80s, after I preach, some people talk with others. Oh, how can the pastor say, I'm still sick and how can I? He's telling me to tell a lie. I'm still having the pain, and how can I say I'm already healed? I don't have anything to give thanks for, and how can I thank God? The Bible tells us to confess your faith, and it'll be done as you said. But the person who always kind of objected my preaching, but now he has become a leader of the church after changing again and again through the word. But now he's one of the faithful leaders of the church. It tells us you had faith that was not certain, and you thought you might or might not receive the answer. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. There are many words of blessings. All things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. Have you believed that you have already received? Men's mission members, those who are doing businesses, do you pray believing that you have received the answer? When I see the men's mission members, they pray for their businesses, and then they use their own wisdom and do what they want to do, even before they receive the answer from God. So they can't receive the answer from God. They pray about their business, but they can't wait until the answer comes. So they just go ahead and do their thing. And if they don't have any money, they borrow from the bank or something. And in my Christian life, I've never borrowed anything from anybody. I've never got a loan or... Because God, the Father, is Lord of all creatures, so we can ask God to receive. So we don't have to ask for loans or anything like that. Personally, since I accepted the Lord, I just pray to God to receive the answer. So Jesus says, believe that you have received them. So you believe that you will receive. There are many of you believe that you will receive, which means you will not receive the answer. You have to believe you have received them already. Many of you say, oh, I believe I will receive the answer. Oh, if you pray for me, I believe I will receive the answer, which means you won't. It's just a piece of knowledge. If you really believe from heart, you wouldn't say such a thing. You will say, I have received them. Because I prayed with faith, I have already received it. And seeing that, Jesus says, it'll be done as you have believed it would. So it has to be done as you have believed. He says we shouldn't believe that we will receive the answer, but we have already received it. Then we will receive what we have asked. If you do your businesses with this kind of faith, then you will certainly succeed. You just pray, but you can't wait until the answer comes. You just go ahead and do your own thing. You have to pray and wait until the answer comes. Be patient, and you're so impatient, and when you want to do something, you get a loan and you borrow from other people, and so you just do your business, and later you fail. It'll be a fortunate case if it succeeds, but you can't even pay the interest, and you make so many other people suffer because you are impatient. Maybe 6 months or 1 year, if the answer doesn't come, you can wait as long as even a year. You should be. You can pray a lot, so you can store up a lot of prayers in Heavenly Kingdom. You say you believe and ask, but you can't even wait. So you just begin your business at your own will, at your discretion, and you suffer because of the lack of money. Unless you are a very newcomer, you must have experienced receiving an answer from God. If you will receive the answer, you know in your heart that you already received it. In that case, you don't doubt a bit. You have the assurance that in your heart that you have already received the answer. So when you do business or any other thing, you have to pray until you receive the assurance, the certainty. And if you get that, then you have to begin whatever you're going to do. Then it'll succeed. But most of you just do your own thing before you have this kind of assurance. So you have to believe you have already received the answer, then it'll be given. In Mark chapter 9, there is another incident that tells us about this law of spiritual realm. One father brought his demon-possessed son to Jesus and said, "If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." If you can do anything, which means he won't receive the answer, right? Upon hearing this, Jesus said, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." So if you really believe, all things are possible. Then his father said again, "I do believe." Then is this confession true confession of faith because he really believed? No. But he didn't say anything negative. He just changed his words, his negative words, but he changed them into positive words. "I do believe." Then he said, "Help my unbelief," asking for belief, because he didn't have the sure faith. He heard from Jesus, so he now gained faith as knowledge. So he said, "I do believe," but he didn't have the assurance in the heart, spiritual faith in the heart. So because he didn't have that, he was asking again, "Help my unbelief." When this father said this, Jesus commanded the demon, and the demon went away from the son. When you ask for an answer, you should make only positive confessions of faith, saying you have received the answer. Those who have received the answer have brought down the answers through such confessions of faith. Whether you have actually received the answer in the course of your life yet or not, this confession is still true, because you confess what you really believe. It's because God promised us that He would give to us what we ask if we ask according to His will. We believe in His promise and confess as He according to His will, so it's not a lie. If we can just fill up the required measure of justice, the answer can come immediately. And 90% of that measure of justice already filled up by the power of God, and some of the other 10% must have already been fulfilled through your prayers. Here you shouldn't have a misunderstanding. This principle doesn't apply for every single thing. It's not that you'll receive the answer for every single thing if you just fill up 10%. What it means is, on the Lunar New Year day, this is the message given for the Lunar New Year's day. At that time, God said, certainly said, He said the three things. You had to come and listen to my message and receive my prayer for blessings and shake hands with me. So all these three things, so 3% for each one, the message, the prayer for blessings, and shaking hands, so it'll make up 90%, and only if you prepare 10%, God will give you the answer. That was the promise of God. And that way, so many people receive the answer, and they are giving glory to God with their testimonies. Oh, what if you didn't attend that meeting? It's because you didn't believe the word of God at that time, but you shouldn't give up. You are not the children. You are not little children in spirit. God proclaimed that kind of blessing because it was a day of a blessing. But now you can fill up the measure again so I can pray for your blessing, or you can receive the answer by your faith. But if you make a negative confession, whatever you filled up will disappear. It means you will have to go back to zero. You have to begin all over again. Those who are sick, those who have diseases for a long time, those who are not healed for a long time, you try hard and then you say something negative. You complain. You say, oh, you didn't receive the answer. Which means you didn't have any faith. You didn't pray with faith, but you just were hoping for luck or chance. If you really had faith, it means you didn't really have faith. That is why you become disheartened and disappointed. If you really had faith, there is nothing about which you'd be disappointed. If you didn't receive the answer today, you can receive it tomorrow or a week after. So you can never say anything negative. You just believe it, so you can't say anything negative. Then some people, they get angry at home at their family members if they are not healed. They don't even cast away this kind of anger, so how can they receive the answer from God? Therefore, even though it seems there is nothing in front of our eyes, we must not say that we didn't receive the answer. If we speak negative words, even though the answer is coming from above, it will scatter in the air. If you feel that your answer is being delayed, you should check your heart. You have to check whether what you lack, and you have to fill that up. If you have the assurance that you've received the answer, you can just think and know that God will give you His response at the most appropriate time and wait. You have nothing to worry about. Even if you didn't receive the answer right now, God will give you at the most appropriate time. So you can just believe and wait. But if you do not have this kind of assurance yet, you should pray and make positive confessions until you get the assurance. Many elders and men's mission members, we're in an urgent situation. We are in a hurry. We have to make money quickly. How can I wait for half an hour, half an year, half a year or a year? You can't wait for half a year or a year, and you've been doing your business for like 10 or 15 years. So have you been prosperous in your business? You have been having difficulties all the time for 10, all throughout those 10 years. But you were impatient and you did everything by your own ideas. And I hope you have received blessings, but you're not, many of you were not successful for so many years. What is better, to wait for 6 months or a year, or to suffer for 10 or 15 years. We have to just follow the will of God. That's what I do when I go to overseas crusades. There are many more than 100 countries that ask me to come and have a crusade. And if I just go, I can go anywhere I want, but I don't go anywhere unless God tells me to, unless God gives me the answer. So if I receive the answer through prayer about a country, about a certain country, then I don't have to worry about anything. Even though there are schemes of the enemy, devil, and Satan, all those things will be destroyed, and the result will be glory to God. So when God tells me to go, I just go. And if He tells us not to go, then I just stay. You want to do that too? Why not? God can just tell you, do this business and you just do it. And don't do this and you just don't do that. And I've been teaching you how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in so many sessions, in so many sermons, and in this Friday online service, in the fourth, in the coming Daniel prayer meetings, you'll be listening to such things. The voice of the Holy Spirit, if you are just standing on the rock of faith, you can hear it clearly. You can hear it even since when you're a new believer, because I've been hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit since I was a new believer, because I only obeyed, only with yes and amen. So because I was, for that reason, I was always guided by the Holy Spirit, because you don't obey, you just follow your own ideas. So you just use your own knowledge and experiences, and that is why you cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. You have to ask for spiritual faith, which is the faith to believe from the heart that you've already received the answer. Spiritual faith is given by God. Therefore, if there are walls of sin, we have to demolish them and diligently practice the Word. If we pray while practicing the Word of God, God gives us faith from above. In our church, there are some children whom I take pity on them and pray for them. If I harbor them, I have to receive the answer, but for so many years, I don't really receive the answer for them. They don't really receive the blessings, complete blessing. So I worry about that child. I always pray for him. Even when I'm on the car, I always harbor him in my heart. And he is not really healed, and I had concerns about it. And recently, I got the answer. The parents of the child, they don't live by the word of God at all. I thought they were, but they are disobeying the word of God so much, and they are committing sins that God hates so much. That is why, that's how I understood. Even though I pray for him so much, the child is sick because of his parents or the ancestors. And because his parents are disobeying the word of God, he can't be healed. So if the parents really live their child, they must have lived by the word of God. They must have repented thoroughly. And they would have received the answer already, long ago. So if we pray while practicing the word of God, God gives us faith from above. Those children who have faith make confessions of faith before God, not just when they ask for answers, but all the time. If we make pessimistic confessions that contain no faith, even the things that can work out may not work out. If we make positive confessions of faith, even impossible things will become possible as confessed. Therefore, I hope you will keep in mind that you should not make any negative confessions and destroy your work toward receiving God's answer. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the third case in which you don't receive the answer is when you pass judgment on your shepherd. without knowing or unknowingly, knowingly or unknowingly, you pass judgment on your shepherd so many times. In the Bible, we can find many occasions where God made his man pray for blessings. Those who couldn't bring down answers by themselves received the answer when man of God prayed for their blessings. You know the story of the widow in Zarephath very well. In a severe drought, the man of God Elijah asked her to give some bread with the last bit of flour and oil she had, which would have been the last meal for her and her son. At that time, what would have happened if the widow had passed judgment on the man of God, thinking, how can a man of God be so shameless as to ask such a thing of me? There are those who will pass judgment like this. How many of you are here who will say like this? Suppose there is a person who is very poor. He's barely making his ends meet, and I ask him, why don't you please get me 1,000,000 won? And those who hear that, what will they say to me? Oh, senior pastor, he is asking such a poor man. How can he ask him to get the 1,000,000 won from him? They will pass judgment and condemnation. If you will never do that, please, I won't ask you to raise your hands. But if you think, oh, if you see such a scene, a senior pastor asks such a poor man to give him like 1,000,000 won, he's in such a difficult situation, that person is, and the senior pastor wants to spend it on for himself. And this widow in Zarephath, what if she had passed judgment on the man of God, thinking, how can a man of God be so shameless as to ask such a thing of me? She probably couldn't have experienced the amazing miracle of her flour bin and oil jar not running out. And it's a great pity that some of you pass judgment on your shepherd this way. A pastor is a servant of God whom God uses as his instrument to bless the flock. If the flock does not trust their shepherd, it is same as blocking the passage of blessing themselves. Furthermore, if they cannot trust him, even though he shows the evidences of God being with him, how sad a thing this is. For example, God proclaims a day of blessing on special occasions. On these days, most church members receive answers and healings. And you know it by experience. Since March 31st last year, so many of you have received blessings and answers, and since then, the church finance also has increased so much because you receive blessings, same with the branch churches. But some people, even though they are not even new believers, still do not receive the answers. They think I proclaimed that they have blessing for reasons of personal necessity. And it was given by God, proclaimed by God, that he would give blessing. This is not just to pass judgment on me, but on God also. But I can boldly say on this altar and before so many church members that I have only obeyed the word of God. And God confirmed this fact by blessing so many members. If you pass judgment, even though I show you evidence to be able to believe my word, then how can blessings come to you? Such evil thoughts are creating a wall between you and God, and that is why the answers do not come. There are also some believers, some members who doze off during the sermons due to doubts and other fleshly thoughts, and do not hear the messages about blessings. Also, they don't realize, they don't understand even if they hear. If you have any of such thoughts of judgment and condemnation, I hope you will realize how great evil you have in your heart and repent thoroughly. In doing so, I hope you will receive all the blessings God is giving to everyone. If you do receive answers and blessings, please give your testimonies. There are many who do not give testimonies even after receiving blessings of God. Some people are too shy or ashamed to tell about the problems they had before and do not give their testimonies. Or some others consider their experience too trivial and do not give testimonies. But if you are thankful for the grace, you will testify to it. When preaching the gospel, the apostle Paul said he was the foremost of all sinners and talked about his persecuting the Lord without hiding it. As you read in my autobiography, I also honestly talked about all the things I did before I believed in God. I talked about even drinking the juice of human refuse and also the doing sorcery. Because the grace I received is so great, I cannot help but testify to the grace that God has given me, brothers and sisters. Whether big or small, how amazing is the fact that God actually worked in our lives. It is something obvious to testify and give glory to God for that. And as you give your testimony and give glory to God, you will also receive heavenly rewards. If you give a great testimony to touch many believers, you can also receive a crown for it. Also, testimonies are like a catalyst for receiving answers. For example, some answers come immediately, but in other cases, problems are solved one by one and the blessings come gradually. Some sicknesses or infirmities also get better little by little. In these occasions, if you testify that these are works of God, God accepts it as a confession of faith and works for you more completely. But if you give false testimony, you should never give false testimony. He doesn't just give you one-time blessing, but He keeps you prosperous and gives you continual blessings. Now we are in a period of harvest to give glory to God greatly. I urge you to spread your testimonies of receiving answers and blessings to encourage one another in faith. In the morning, there was a district leader. There were many other district leaders too. And they were born in 1950. So this year, they are facing this 60th birthdays. And I asked them if there was anybody sick. None of them. There was none. But there was one district leader, she had a very bright face and she didn't have any wrinkles. Oh, you don't have any wrinkles, I said. And while going out, she said, Senior Pastor, I don't remember exactly when. Before, she had a lump in her body that weighed 3 kilograms. And by God's power, it was gone. And she became so healthy, and her children are also doing greatly in their faith. And she is very broad-hearted, and she accepts many people. She embraces many people, and I see she didn't have wrinkles. Maybe a little wrinkles, but because she is so full of spirit, she is full of joy and thanks. So she doesn't have wrinkles. Probably she gave her testimony, but I don't remember. But one time, her son was run over by a minibus, and he had the tire traces and everything, and it was many years ago, but she was okay, but she only gave testimony now, and she didn't give the testimony in consideration of the other person. But she could have been wiser. She could have been wise enough to give the testimony as well as hire the person who did that to her son. So to give testimonies, to give glory to God, and to plant faith in many other believers. I talked about 3 reasons as to why you have not been able to receive answers or response from God. In the next session, I will talk about 3 cases in which it is particularly difficult to receive the answer. So if you have these walls of sins, you don't receive the answer. Also, there are more things, more difficult situations, but you don't really understand. You just think, oh, you repented. And you think you repented, and the problem is solved. But there are cases also where the problems are not yet solved. So the reason why I explained all these cases is to let you know that everyone has a way to receive the answer. You don't receive the answer because you have a wall of sin against God. So even if you pray in the wrong way. In this week's Daniel prayer meeting, you will hear about how to pray. Please listen carefully. And please really pray from the heart, to which God can really answer. You have to pray with all your heart to receive, to be able to receive the answer. You cannot just pray in having other thoughts, having idle thoughts, and with the meaningless repetitions. God certainly answers your prayers. I hope you will digest today's message along with prayer. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I talked about the reasons why you do not receive a response in answers and blessings from God, even though He has prepared answers and blessings for you. First, it is because you did not fill up the measure that each of you has to fill up to receive the answer. In order to receive the answer, you have to show your faith and love as God's children. To show this faith and love, you have to practice the Word of God diligently. The second reason why you cannot receive the answer is because you make negative confessions. It is the role of the spiritual realm that things are done as you say. The third reason why you do not receive the answer is because you pass judgment on your shepherd. If you understand the reasons why you do not receive answers and blessings, you can also understand the ways to receive them. It's not only about your shepherd, but your pastors, parish pastors, or your great-grand parish pastors and so on, and, but especially the servants who manifest the signs and wonders of God. If you pass judgment on them, you cannot be forgiven. In the case of Moses, his brother and sister, Aaron and Miriam, God didn't forgive them when they judged Moses. Moses showed so many signs and wonders. And also, and it is very important to understand the message you hear with your heart. Even though you hear something that can directly apply to you, if you do not accept it as yours, it is useless to you. It is the beginning of receiving answers and blessings to realize yourselves by the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned in the introduction, the Lord does not give up on any of us, and I will not give up on any of you whom God entrusted to me. So I urge you to never give up until you receive your answer. Also, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will try your best until you become a true child who loves the Lord completely. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Let us accomplish what we hear. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And lay your hands on sick... receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all those who are attending the service in all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuary through the satellite all over the country, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Mommy TV viewing audiences, and all overseas pastors, missionaries, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches, and also in Peru. And there are many prayer requests from other countries with their photos. Lay your hands on them. Pastor James Shim of the United States, let the Handkerchief Crusade and anniversary establishment service of New York International Mormon Church that will be held on May 15th, let it go well. With the speaker, Mrs. Bongyum Lee, Carlos, let him be released from drug addiction. Deborah Chung of Malaysia, with Lukai Chung, she'll meet with a famous Chinese, and let the meeting go well, and let her spread the holiness gospel to them. Let the Mami bookstore in Malaysia grow up, and let the books of his senior pastor be spread more widely. Jairo of Colombia has high blood pressure, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Araceli has a right breast cancer. Maria has a deformation in the hips. Olga has high blood pressure, pain in the stomach. Diana has a problem with esophagus. Semenya, let her pay off the debt, bless them and heal them by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Chen Suing has pancreatic cancer, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Liu Zhaofa, let her husband be healed by healed of the cerebral bleeding, and her son has schizophrenia, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ai Xiu Jin has osteoporosis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ju Sun Xiong had high blood pressure and diabetes, so we run. Her son Zhao Zifeng has loss of hair. Dai Xin has after effects of a brain tumor. Surgery, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit and forgive her of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit and idolatry. And Liu Rongshang has hernia disc of the neck, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Liu Zhanjin, that is husband Xu Goping, also has a hernia disc in the neck. Let her son, Xu Feng, let the marriage go well. Chen Huanui, husband Chen Da Su, has arthritis. And forgive them of the idolatry. Lin Xiaoyang, let the business go well. Let the family be evangelized. And let her son, Zhang Yongdong, be released from the internet game addiction. And her daughter, Zhang Huiming, to lead a good Christian life. Ho Yao Wang for financial blessings. And her mother, Yao Domei, to be healthy in spirit and body. And let her son, Ho Jingwen, to study well. Wei Haisha, let her be freed from evil spirits. Li Sanhual, if the business, current business is not the will of God, let it be sold and let her be in a new business. Zhang Yuanjin, to buy a house. Li Lingen, to be forgiven of all the sins of loving the world. Father God, lay your hands on all the members. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the ringing in the ear go away. Let them speak well. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, go away. Stomach, heart, liver, intestines, all entrails, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Protect all the church vehicles and members, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Protect their families and workplaces and business fields. Let them lend and not borrow. Let them become the head and not the tail. And give them peace throughout this week. Father, give them peace throughout this week and protect them. All the flu, cold, all go away. Flu and cold and coughing go away. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.